So this afternoon, then, we are sat in Silk Dance Academy, and I'm pleased to say that I'm joined by Amy, who is the owner of the Dance Academy. Amy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Now, you've been running Silk Dance for quite a few years, 2009
yeah,
when you started.
Right.
How did it all begin for you then, and why did you set up the academy?
So I studied dance at university, and after finishing that, I wasn't quite sure what route I wanted to go down. And it just happened to be a bit of a hobby, really. I set up a few classes and they really took off. And then eventually it became a full-time business. You know, over the years it just built up and I was really enjoying it. And I started to realise that this could be something that I could do full-time. And when I was younger, there wasn't really anything like this in Macclesfield. There was lots of ballet, tap, modern type dancing, but nothing like what we do, the urban kind of styles. So I just really wanted to bring that to Macclesfield.
Awesome. Now, I've got to jump in with this because the Christmas light switch on in Macclesfield happened just the other weekend. And your team, your academy put on a bit of a, was it like a flash mob dance type thing that we've seen on social media and everything? It looked awesome on social media. What was it like? Because you actually performed as well, didn't you?
No, I didn't perform with them, but one of our teachers did, and the team that performed is our team, our actual performance team called Diligence. So they're a special team that we have that are sort of our top dancers for performances, and they just work towards big shows and sort of promoting our dance academy, really.
Because obviously you do over 40 classes, and there's a wide variety of different classes that you're doing, from contemporary dance stuff, and obviously the stuff we've seen at the Christmas light switch on in Macclesfield. What type of classes are on offer across the board?
So predominantly it's sort of street dance styles. So that would be hip-hop, break dance, popping and locking, things like that. And then from there, we branched out to other styles just because of the interest that our students had. So I also study contemporary dance. So we offer contemporary classes. We also do cheerleading and gymnastics. And obviously, these are things that have just sort of branched out from... We started the cheerleading and then they wanted to learn more gymnastics and tumbling skills. So then we put on gymnastics classes and it's just blown up from there, really. And we've got 11 members of staff now who all specialise in different areas. So it's great because we've got sort of professionals in each area of these dance styles.
So all the different dance styles, the different classes that you've got, everything's escalating from one into another. The whole academy's evolving. And one of the big things that you do have is a great relationship with local schools. How does that work for you?
So we go into local schools, we'll do classes during curriculum time, so as part of their PE, and our teachers will do classes with the children, sort of hitting the key areas that they need to be learning while they're in school. Obviously, it takes the pressure off teachers who might not know as much as we might know about dancing and gymnastics as well. So that's one thing that we do. And then we also offer after-school clubs. So it just makes it really easy for the children to go straight from school, do a club for fun. And then sometimes from there, we'll pick children that we think really have potential and encourage them to come and join the dance school from there. And there's plenty of children that have started doing an after school club and then are now at competition level.
So obviously part of your dance academy, you instruct, you teach, you dance yourself. What age groups do you work with? Because obviously you see, as you say, the dance team that was at the Christmas lights, there was a mixed age in that. You go into different schools and everything. So what ages do you work with?
So the youngest at the moment is 3. And they start with the street dance classes or cheerleading classes. And then as they get a little bit older, they can move on to some of the other areas. And then I think the oldest dancer we have at the moment is in their 20s. And quite a few of our students have gone on to be either assistant teachers or full-time members of staff with me. Or they've gone on to college and or university and come back. So it's really nice that, you know, some of our teachers are past students as well.
And would it be fair to say there's a mixed standard of quality that you have with the dancers? So people who have probably danced themselves in the past that might be teenagers, slightly older, and complete beginners that are starting at the very first introduction to getting involved in dance.
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of people shy away from coming to a class because they think, "Oh, I'm not very good." But obviously, that's what our job is, to teach you and to make you a great dancer. And also, it's not necessarily just about learning the skills and becoming a great dancer. It's about the social side as well, and making friends and being part of something. So yeah, we have people that come to our beginners classes and they are quite happy just coming every week, hanging out with their friends, learning some moves and having a good time. And then we have other people that will progress from the beginner classes to intermediate to advanced, and then eventually compete or become a teacher or even open their own dance studio.
So I'll put a question to you then. So if somebody like myself that can dance when nobody's watching was to come to the academy, obviously a lot younger than me, but somebody came that had got really low levels of experience with dancing, where would you start them off? What would be your process for somebody who'd never danced before and just really enjoyed it and wanted to get involved and learn?
So I would firstly ask them if there was a particular style or something that they'd seen that has inspired them to get in touch. I think a lot of people sometimes get confused with what different styles are. So people talk about street dance and they sort of have one image of what that might be. But obviously, if they've had no experience at all, I would usually direct them to our beginner's street dance class, because it's popular music, things that people will recognise or have maybe seen. You might have seen things on Instagram or on any social media platform and be used to seeing those moves and be a bit more familiar with it. So it comes a little more easy, I think.
And how difficult is it to actually get somebody from beginner level up to a certain standard? Because from a sports perspective, you will always come across like footballers, for example, who have got natural ability, and those that have got no ability at all, and it's all taught ability. So how many or how difficult is it to work with somebody who's got absolutely no natural ability, but all the enthusiasm in the world? Does that make it easier when they really want to and really focus on listening to the information you give them?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it's much easier to have a student that has no experience, but just really, really wants to learn, because they will be willing to go home and practice and they'll watch things and they'll listen to everything that you say. Sometimes people will be extremely talented, but it takes that drive to really push to the next level. So you've got to really have that passion and desire to put that work in yourself if you want to get there. Obviously, we can only do so much. We give them the tools that they need, but it's up to them to sort of use those tools and listen to us and take it to the next level if that's what they want to do.
Awesome. So what are your normal opening hours then? So if people wanted to come down, see what you do, learn more about it, what are your normal opening hours?
So in the week, we are usually open from 4 o'clock, and most classes finish about 8:30. And then at the weekend, we're open from 9:30 until 1.
And obviously, with it being the festive season, a lot of the schools that you will work with have so many different productions on, from pantos and Christmas concerts. What happens with the academy over the festive period? Is it a lot of supporting the schools and your own sessions, or have you got anything exciting planned?
So for me personally, I do a lot of the work with the schools, and it's one of my favourite things to do, actually, working with them on their Christmas events. So it might be helping with a nativity play. It might be a concert where they just want a little bit of a dance piece in there. So I'm visiting lots of schools at the moment and working with them on pieces like this. And as for the dance school itself, we tend to sort of go into a bit of a break around Christmas because everybody is so busy with all sorts of things on. But we will have a Christmas party, and that will help us to fundraise for our studio, because we're trying to expand at the moment. So that's a good fundraiser for us and will help us to get our studio looking really nice for the new year. And then next year, we'll be having our yearly showcase, which we do every year. That's like the highlight of our year, where all the dancers come together and showcase everything that we've been working on.
And one of the things that we've spoken before, but one of the things that you do as part of the academy is you enter competitions, don't you? Regional competitions, and compete against others. And I know we've laughed before because I think I said to you it was about Pitch Perfect, the film, where they have the sing-offs and the riffs and everything. that's kind of the competitions that you can potentially put new students and current students into, isn't it?
Yes. Maybe not quite as glamorous as in Pitch Perfect. But yeah, definitely. And I think it's a whole world that people don't really know exists. But it's such a great atmosphere. And regardless of what level you are or whether you win or don't win or who you're competing against, I think it's just being part of that competition family and everyone going together and cheering each other on and seeing the children support each other and the older ones looking after the younger ones and the parents making new friends with each other while they're waiting. And that's the special part of it. And that's what I love about doing the competitions, because obviously after so many years, winning trophies kind of, you know, we've been there and done that.
Yep.
So you sort of look at the deeper meaning and what these children and parents are getting out of it in the long term. And there's lots of life lessons to be learnt from doing competitions, obviously. But yeah, it's a completely new experience and something that I think is definitely worth working towards.
And I think one of the big things here is it doesn't matter whether it's dancing, whether it's sport, whether it's a workplace, but it's that community spirit, it's that uniting new friends, the social aspect. Because one of the things I wanted to ask you is, obviously, to dance, you have to be physically fit. Do you know what I mean? I would imagine you do 5, 6, 7 classes in an evening and you're absolutely exhausted and you've got to go home to a family and everything else. How important is the mental side of dancing? How important is it to benefit people's mental health?
I think it's something that's overlooked, and especially over lockdown, that became more apparent how important it is and how valuable it was to our students, just having that connection with people. And like you say, yes, it's brilliant for fitness and keeping active, but at the same time, just the music, the bonding with other people. We do lots of teamwork. We do lots of partner work. We make sure that we make that a really big thing in our classes so that everybody's working together and supporting each other. So, yeah, that building of relationships and having sort of another safe place and a different group of friends that you socialise with and can talk to, I think it really helps, because obviously children will have their school friends. They might have some friends who they live nearby, but having that group of dance friends, they seem to have just this special bond, and they share things with each other and have these memories together. And that's a massive thing.
And Amy, I think it's fantastic what you do. Thanks ever so much for having me down at the Dance Academy this afternoon. Just before I let you go, if anybody's listening to this and wants to know where they can find you, what details they can get, what's the best way to contact you or find out more about Silk Dance Academy?
So the best thing to do would be to have a look at our website. That's silkdanceacademy.com. And on there, there's loads of information about the different styles and what they involve. And you can just send us a message and come along and have a free trial class.
Amy, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. Absolute pleasure to come down. And it would be rude of me not to say Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.